こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、ウィキリークスは先週 NSA が日本の内閣府や経済産業省、日銀のほか三菱商事など民間企業を含む全35箇所を対象に盗聴をし、日米同盟関連や貿易交渉、環境戦略についての機密情報を盗み取っていたことを公表しました。盗聴活動は少なくとも2006年から行われており、2007年の安倍首相の訪米に際し、温室効果ガス排出量を50年までに半減するという目標をアメリカに伝えるかどうかの検討状況も筒抜けになっていました。またこの報告書の一部はオーストラリア、カナダ、英国、ニュージーランドが共有していた可能性があります。
Last week, WikiLeaks released documents that revealed that the NSA had been conducting commercial espionage against the Japanese government as well as businesses. This includes the Cabinet Office, Bank of Japan, the Ministry of Economics, Mitsubishi, and private businesses for a total of 35 organizations. With this espionage, the U.S. obtained information regarding the U.S.-Japan alliance, trade negotiations, environmental strategies, as well as other confidential information.According to the documents, the espionage had been carried out since 2006 at the latest, with the U.S. in 2007 being able to monitor an ongoing domestic debate on whether to pledge to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 50% by 2050, well in advance of the actual announcement. Additionally, it appears from the documentation that Australia, Canada, the U.K., and New Zealand were cooperating on at least this portion of the NSA surveillance program.
おいおいおい、
yeah.
でもまあドイツ、フランス、南米ときて、まあ、日本だけが盗聴されてなかったら逆にびっくりするけど、まあ、それにしてもおいおいはおいおいだよね。
Well, you wouldn't expect that to be the case, that,
I would.
Oh.
I would, but still like not acceptable.
Yeah.
なんかあの日銀総裁の家電とかも盗聴されてたらしくて、だからもう会社の番号とかだけじゃなくて、そういうパーソナルな、まあ、メルケルさんもさ、携帯を盗聴されてすごい怒ってたけど、一応 NSA はそのこういう盗聴っていうのは対テロとかその国防安全保障のためっていう風に今まで正当化してきてたわけだから、こういう三菱商事とかになってくると対テロとかもう明らかに関係ないからね。
Well, it's like what they did. You know, they've done that to the U.S. citizens of the U.S. as well. It's always like, you know, use the fear of terrorism to justify all kinds of things.
Anything and everything.
Anything.
そうなの。
The Iraq war itself.
で、これは日本もさすがにすごい怒るだろうなと思ったの。でも意外と今安保のやつがあるから、日本も結構、日本の政府もなんかシーって感じ、もうあんま大ごとにするのやめようねみたいな感じで、あの日本のメディアでもそこまで、あの怒ってないというか、テレビとかでもそんな連日やるとかでもないし、
Yeah, well, relations with the US are veryvery important for Japan.
Yeah.
And have been for a while. To the extent that, you know, Japan doesn't really have much say as far as national security issues and whatnot.
そう、なんかその、ただこれまで盗聴されてきた国は直接オバマ大統領にコメントを求めたりとか、結構すごい怒ったアクションを取ってたんだよね。それと比べて日本は結構、まあ遺憾ですみたいなしか言ってないから、あのアメリカのメディアとかを見てると、さすがにこれは日本もすごい怒るんじゃないかみたいなとか、その日本の政府のセキュリティが甘いっていうことで日本国民がものすごく怒るんじゃないか、政府に対する信頼が損なわれるんじゃないかみたいな、すごい心配してたみたいなんだけど、それに反して日本は結構、まあ、あんま大ごとにしないでなんか流しとこうみたいな。
You remember the state secrets bill?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, and it had what like specific penalties for anyone that compromised like information that has to do with U.S. operations, like military activities or whatever. That's kind of ironic now, isn't it?
そう、本当そうだね。本当そうだし、なんかその他にアメリカのメディア見てるとやっぱそういう、ま、安保とかでこうすごい国民の支持率も下がっててアメリカの言いなりになってるじゃないかっていう世論もある中でこういうことが起きたからもう日本はもうどんだけアメリカに怒るんだろうみたいなこと書いてあるんだけど、
well, you know, Japan's they passed legislation that protects U.S. Intelligence information. Meanwhile, the U.S. is stealing intelligence,
そうなの。だからね、
information from Japan.
これに関しては、これとか安保に関しては、正直アメリカのメディアの方が言いたいことを言える立場にあるじゃん。あんまりセンシティブじゃないじゃん、あっちにしてみたら。
Yeah.
だから、なんか英語でその読める人は、アメリカのメディアが何て言ってるか見える方が、なんか正直なこと言ってて面白いかもしれない。そう、なんか、一応昨日かな安倍首相があのジョー・バイデンと電話して、
mm-hmm.
ジョー・バイデンがなんか I'm so sorry for causing troubles みたいなこと言ったらしいのね。 But obviously he wouldn't confirm if it's true or not.
Well, that's
or maybe
just...
he did but he wouldn't, I mean they wouldn't say that to the media.
That's just politicking.
Yeah, so 本当にそう。
So how does this, you know, how do you think this influences the debates around security right now domestically?
いや何もなんないと思うよ正直今何もなってないもん別にあんまりみんな怒ってないし、
yeah.
まあもうやってないもうやらないってオバマ大統領がさまあ発表したじゃんいろんな国に怒られたが
even though that's meaningless but
そう
で、まあ、that's what you need people to think if you're going to keep doing it too
そうそうそうそうね
you say that either way
そうでもまあ一応やらないって言ったしなんかその今言ってもしょうがないなみたいな感じで流されるんじゃないんですかわかんないけど、うん、でもこのさこの温室効果ガス排出を半減するっていうのをアメリカに言うかどうかっていうなんかまだ言わない方がいいかなあやっぱもう言っちゃっていいかなっていうその検討状況自体がさ全部バレてるんじゃさ、うん、このディベート自体意味なかったよねじゃあ言ってほしくないいやもう分かってるから悩まなくていいよみたいなもう全部聞こえてるからみたいな、yeah.
Well, one thing that's kind of weird for the US is and I think a lot of people feel this way is it's important for the United States to stay on top
まあそれはそうだよね
And a lot of people feel that as long as the US is on top then civilization will proceed
Yeah.
In a fairly orderly fashion. And so, in that way, a lot of things are justified.
そうなの。本当そう。
Well, we have to do this because we need to stay on top.
Yeah.
And if we're not on top, you don't know what those Russians are going to do. You don't know what China's going to
do.
You don't know what Iran's going to do. The
yeah.
terrorists and ISIS and all this stuff. So, in the big picture, people kind of feel like the U.S. can...You know, is the world police and
yeah,
and I don't know. It's a weird thing. It's
it
a
is.
Weird thing.
It is pretty.
But what's
weird.
Normal? You know what? What? How should it be? Really?
まあそれは誰もわかんない。
This is how people get into all this, you know, the new world order talk.
Yeah.
And that all sounds really kind of crazy, and it's like these people aren't making any sense until you whip out a $1 bill and realize there's a fucking eyeball on a pyramid.And there's like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
there's some weird stuff going on.
So, man.
I wouldn't say, like, certainly there is a cabal. You know, there is some sort of new world order. There's
yeah.
something. I don't think that they have as much power or influence as maybe some of these conspiracy theorists think. But for sure, we have seen some really crazy stuff be orchestrated.At the global level. And here we have like, oh yeah, Australia, Canada, the UK, New Zealand, and the United States, you know, they're spying on countries that are supposedly their allies, like Germany
yeah.
and Japan. But, you know, if you're going to spy on people, I guess Germany and Japan are like somewhat legitimate targets considering recent history.
Right, right.
You know, they're not, the U.S. isn't ready to...let the leash get too long.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But as Merkel-san said, she was like, もうこんな盗聴とか本当友達にすることかみたいな、あの友好を築いてる間柄でこんなのするなんておかしいみたいな、まあ、本当そうだよ本当にそうだよ、もう信頼できないじゃん。
Well,
でも
not,
それを大きな声で言えないっていうね。
There is no trust. It's not trust. It's interdependence. It's utility.
Yeah.
Japan is being used by the U.S. and has been used by the U.S. for a while.
なんか日本の政府高官が、まあ、匿名なんだけど、政府高官がこれについてどうですかって聞かれて、メディアにあの、まあ、盗聴されてるかもしれないっていう前提でいつも動いてますから、mm. みたいな。なんかそうだっけ、それ言っちゃダメじゃないそれ言っちゃっていいのかなと思った、うん、なんかそう国のセキュリティ的にさ、そんなそれが当たり前みたいにしちゃっていいもんなのかね、びっくりしちゃった。
Do you think this stuff is at all justified, or the US should just not do any of this? And
I don't think it can be justified. It's too sketchy. Like, what are you doing?だって家電とかもだよ。It's like、mm. what are you doing? It's a crime. You can't just、mm. tap people's phones like as you wish.
Yeah, it's interesting.
All over the world, しかも、
yeah.
やりたい放題じゃん。
I heard some interview of someone that used to work for the CIA, and their perspective on this sort of stuff is really interesting.、
Mm.
You know, they just have a.It's I don't want to say it's fear based. They think it's based on reality, but when you're in that world and that's the, you know,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
only
yeah.
exposed to threats,
yeah,
you develop a certain perspective on things. But I don't know. There's always truth to both sides. There's always a reason to do either one.
So, まあそうだよね。まあだから多分安保もすごい揉めてるじゃん。なんか。こうやって平和なところに座ってると、その例えばあっちの国が核持ってるから自分も核持たなきゃみたいな、じゃあその競争してたらどこまでの武器を持たなくちゃいけないのって話になるじゃん、うん、お互いを牽制するために、それに終わりは果たしてあるのかみたいなふうに思うけど、まあ、確かにその日々何自分の生命の危機に関わるようなさ仕事についてる人にしてみたら、まあ、それが絶対必要だって思う人もいるだろうし。
Have you seen a time lapse of territorial changes, like
no,
maps? You haven't
no.
seen any of those?
No.
They have like GIFs、
okay.
of like、
ah,
maps, like world map.
Yeah.
From
how it changed.
You know, the year 500 AD until now, like、
oh,
time
wow.
lapse.
Okay.
And you just realize very quickly, like, there's no way that things are gonna stay as they are、
yeah.
at all. Like.Even the United States being the most powerful country militarily or otherwise,
yeah,
is probably a short term.
だってマイケルがさ送ってくれたアーティクルでさ、ロシアがなんか領土拡大したんでしょ。また最近。だからちっちゃい旗を立てましたみたいな。
Yeah, they want some North Pole, but Japan's doing the same things. You know, it's all about this methane hydrate resource based
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
why we really need to find some energy solutions. Because if you look at the conflicts caused by oil alone, it's ridiculous.、
Mm.
You know, we can't keep contributing to this.
だからそういうふうに領土が常にこう変化してきていると考えると、その今のなんだろう。領土問題、どっちが先にどっちのものだったとか、どっちが昔から自分のだと思ってたとかもさ、ぶっちゃけあんま関係ない。
But the past isn't even like the past isn't really a legitimate, you know, just because it belonged to your ancestors, does that really mean that you own that now?
Like, そうなんだよ。
That's a weird thing to assume in the first place.
そう。なんかそんなこと言ってるとね、どこもなんて。
It's not based on a need or.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Utility at all. It's kind of like, no, you know, I am the descendant of this person that wore a silly metal thing on their head this many hundreds of years ago,
yeah.
and therefore we own all this stuff, and you can, you know, fuck off.
Yeah.
But like that doesn't make sense.
だから本当にさ、人類がさ、みんなで仲良くしてたとするじゃん。このコンフリクトとかなしで、そしたらどれぐらいのことをさ、achieve できてんだろうと思うよね。 その対立することにリソースを割かずに仲良くして一緒に進歩する方にリソースを割いてたらさ、今頃もう火星行ってるよ。
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't think that's always possible, and I don't think that it's always the best thing either.
I don't think it's the best thing for human species, actually, because we have to have a lot of different examples. Just like, we need diversity to figure out what's the right thing for us to be doing.
But I think so, diversity doesn't have to come from, the natural forces anymore. I think diversity can come from ourselves.
Right.
Like, creativity produces diversity in people. And so we are kind of, we generate that on our own in some weird way now.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, dogs really don't really diversify them. Like, I'm really into doing, like, this now. Like,
I guess.
Dogs kind of a... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or maybe they're less vocal and egotistic, that they don't really, like, scream about it. Like, oh, I love
dogs.
Doing this. Yeah, like, I'm different from all the other dogs.
No, they like smelling butts and, they...
But each dog is different, Like, each cat is
sure.
different. Like, they eat differently, like, blah, blah, blah.
But my point is, in nature, there's kind of an old, somewhat secular or scientific view that competition is the key to evolution. You say, what's evolution? It's competition. We see things, are evolving, and so we kind of incorporated that into our economic system with capitalism. And we've embraced this. We've embraced this. Adam Smith's, the invisible hand. This is something that we have embraced. But we have overlooked another aspect of nature, which is interdependence, which is cooperation.
Yeah.
These are all things that are going on at the same time as competition.
Yeah.
But science really overlooked that, and so we adopted this weird, like, Darwinian economic system where it's kind of like everyone for themselves, but that's not really how it should work. There is benefit from, indispensability is how species last the longest, being indispensable. Bacteria are indispensable to all living life. They're doing quite well.
Yeah.
You can't even be alive without bacteria.
Yeah.
So, but there, there's a...
まあ、なんかどっちがいい悪いって分かんないよね。その、
well,
要はさ、コンペティションがあったから月に行ったわけじゃん。そのアメリカとロシアが競争してたから、あのタイミングで月に行ったわけで。それがなかったらもうちょっと時間かかってたかもしれないし、そこまで予算かけてなかったかもしれないしとかね。
Yeah, I mean, there's so many variables, but...
No. 次、オハイオのウースター大学の研究で、目新しい女性が相手だと、男性はいつもより早くオーガズムに達し、精子のクオリティも向上していることが分かりました。実験では、18歳から23歳の男性21人に数日おきにアダルトビデオを見せ、合計7回分の精液のサンプルを集めました。アダルトビデオは3分間でオーガズムに達するまで同じものをリピート再生しました。ビデオは毎回違う内容ですが、最初の6回は同じ女優と男優が出演しており、7回目だけ女優が全く別の人に変わっているものを見せました。すると7回目はオーガズムに達するまでの時間が短く、運動精子の数も増えていました。このことから男性が不妊症の検査をする際に正確なサンプルが取れていない可能性があるとして、チームは今後も研究を進める方針です。
According to a new study by Worcester College in Ohio, men experience faster orgasms and produce higher quality sperm when sleeping with new partners. The study involved 21 men between the ages 18 and 23 who were shown pornographic videos every few days, each time the researchers collecting a sperm sample from each participant. The pornographic video was 3 minutes long, and the participants were asked to repeat the same video until they ejaculated. For the first 6 sessions, Participants were shown different pornographic films, but the same actors each time. For the seventh session, however, the pornographic video contained a different pornographic actress. With this change, participants orgasmed more quickly and produced more higher quality sperm. In light of this information, the researchers speculate that this fact could influence things like fertility testing for men.
So, だからまあ要は不妊症のテストをするときには相手が奥さんじゃなくてアダルトビデオ見たことない新しいアダルトビデオをまあ検査室で見て出すわけだから検査でギリギリ不妊症じゃないとなったとしても実際奥さんとセックスしているときは運動精子がもっと少ないかもしれないっていう、
うん、
奥さん相手にも頑張ってよ。
うん、So this study just I guess it means we what you just you're bored. People get bored. Right?
I don't know if they're bored, but just
there's definitely different
evolutionary wise.
There's different orgasms. There's definitely different orgasms. Like right. Orgasming is not the same thing every time.
Right, right, right.
And a lot of things will affect that how so tired you are, what you ate recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've isolated the partner. Right?
So, なんか多分、まあ、evolutionary 的にはさ、コンドームとかの存在は加味してないじゃん。だから、何、同じ女性とも子供ができていたとしたら、そこまで、その何人目かでそこまで全力で頑張る必要ないってことで
しょ。 Yeah, this chick's already, you know, fertilized.
Yeah.
So.
But a new one comes along and you have to now, like, やる気出して全力出さないといけない。とか。早、でもセックスが早くなるっていうのはどういうことなんだろうね。
Well, like, faster is evolutionarily, it's better, isn't it?
危なくないから?
Yeah, you might get, you know, gored by a rhino or something.
Yeah, I
like
guess.
Like mid-action if you yeah. don't finish up and...
Yeah. デニソワ人が襲ってくるかもしれないしね。
Yeah.
ネアンデルタール人とか。
Or join.
Right.
You yeah. have no idea.
Yeah, you have no idea. You should finish as soon as possible.
And I think one of the reasons why people feel naked when they're naked or feel exposed... In situations like that, is like it's like when like if I go to pee, and I go into the bathroom and I'm standing at the urinal, and then someone like stands behind me, it's like what, like, you know what I mean? Like we have to have this instinct,
yeah,
for privacy. Like privacy comes from our need for safety and security, right?Because privacy.
でもそれってさ遺伝的なものなのかな環境要因も大きくないだってさアフリカとかに行ったらもう本当全裸みたいな部族とかもいるじゃん And they're totally
comfortable. Well, yeah, but like people, but these are people that you know and people that you trust that you're around. If people that you don't know come by, this guy might hit you over the head with a bottle and take your girl, or it doesn't have to be a person. It can be anything. But in any case, you know, you'd be more comfortable.In some place where people can't see you or things can't see you, like animals can't see you, right? So you don't want a tiger or something to have a hawk or something to have a direct line of sight, you know, to you and your partner when you're having sex.
Yeah,
and I think that you know that's true for sex and that's true for you know when you go to the restroom. Like while you're urinating, there's not you can't fight off an animal and urinate at the same time.
でもさ変な話だけどその動物と暮らしてる人、
yeah.
私もそうだけどでなんかセックスしてる時になんか動物はどう思ってるのかなって思わない、なんかその
like,
これが、
like、
これがなんかメイリング人間のメイリングの方法がこれだって分かって見てるのかそれともなんか Oh my god what are they doing みたいな感じに思ってるのかなんかそれがいつも不思議なんだよね Like how much do theyunderstand like what it is
well how do they behave oh, you must know better than me because I don't have a
なんか
pet.
まあちょっと見てたり近づいてきたりする時もあるからなんか特にねあのうちの猫みたいにあの子供の時に去勢されちゃってると自分はセックスしたことないから分かんないじゃん、
うん、
猫のポーンとかも見てないしさ、like
うん、
そうなんか何してると思ってんだろうね。
I don't know. I don't know. I've no idea.
不思議だよね。
But I feel like they may have some I don't know.
Like, right?
Do they interfere? Like,
no,
do they don't no, interfere.
They don't. But they're like watching.
But
sometimes.
It's like how you won't interfere with an animal that's eating, right? It's kind of like, do you know what I mean?
But like my cats interfere with me eating all the time, though.
Well, that's because they're hungry.
Even right. when they're not, they're just interested. Mm. So, I don't know. 次、デューク大学が幼児を対象に行った研究で、食べ物の好き嫌いが激しいことと不安障害やうつ病 ADHD との関連性が認められました。2歳から6歳の幼児917人のうち 20% が好き嫌いがあり、そのうち 3% は深刻な好き嫌いがありました。深刻な好き嫌いを示す子どもは食べ物の匂いや見た目、感触に対し過敏で、因果関係は不明ですが、他の子どもよりうつ病や不安障害 ADHD を持っている確率が高く、噛んだり飲み込んだりするのが苦手な傾向もありました。現在の医療現場では好き嫌いがある子を持つ親に対し、いろいろなものを食べさせるように進め、成長とともに改善されると伝えるだけにとどまっています。チームは今後、国がガイドラインを制定し、好き嫌いを一つのサインとして、子どもと親それぞれが抱えている問題や病気を見逃さないよう努める必要があるとしています。
According to a Duke University study on infants, picky eaters may be more likely to suffer later in life from anxiety disorder, depression, and ADHD. The research looked at 917 children between the ages 2 and 6 years old, 20% of whom were picky eaters.With 3% being rated as severely picky. While causality is unclear, among this 3% who were very sensitive to the smell, taste, and texture of certain foods, a relatively high proportion of them suffered from anxiety disorders, ADHD, and depression. Currently, medical professionals simply suggest that picky eaters should be fed a variety of foods. However, it may be beneficial to inform people of the connectionBetween picky eating and these disorders, so that these disorders are not simply overlooked.
そう、確かにいなかった。小学校とか幼稚園の時に、なんか食べれるものがめっちゃちょっとしかない子とかさ、なんか食べるのにめちゃくちゃ時間かかっちゃう子とか。
I don't know.
なんか最近はなんか少ないらしいんだけど、昔私の時代はこうすごい先生が厳しいっていうか。あの変な風に厳しくて、やっぱり全部食べ終わるまでは机から動いちゃいけないとか、
うん、
あと時間以内に食べ終わらないといけないから、もう早くしろみたいなことずっと先生が横で、その食べれない子の横にくっついて、なんかずっとわーわー言ったりとかしてたんだけど、まあ、絶対逆効果だよね。なんか多分お昼の時間が苦痛になっちゃう、なんかトラウマみたいになっちゃうと思うから、最近はなんか少ないらしいんだけど、
うん、
でもいや、
What you like eating changes too, I feel.
Yeah,、
like.
yeah, for sure. For sure. なんか大人になって急に食べれるものとかあるもんね。
Yeah.
なんかずっと無理だったのに。まあ、特にその子供があんま食べないようなもの、
mm.
でなんかなんかみょうがとかさ。なんかそういう子供の時馴染みがないものは。
I remember one of my teachers had a thing. I forget what it was, but it was like,If you could eat a full thing of natto, he would give you like a prize.
What? Like, who said that?
One of my teachers.
Oh.
When I was
in school. Japan?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was Canadian.
Okay.
But he was like, yeah, if anyone can eat a full thing of natto, I'll give you like this prize.
Okay.
So he would just challenge people to try it.
So weird.
Because there were a lot of kids that were from overseas that hadn't tried it before.
Ah, okay.
And kids were throwing up. Like,
what?
They couldn't do at all. I don't really like natto either, but でもさ、it doesn't mess me up.
そういう先生のさ、プレゼンの仕方もあると思わない？ Like if the teacher was like, yeah, this is normal, like this is what Japanese people always eat.で先に言っとくのと、いや、this is really disgusting. Like if you can do it, it's like すごいよとか言っちゃうと、やっぱ子供ってそういうのに影響されるじゃん。
Sure, but even if he doesn't say that, a lot of people who try natto have a severe reaction to it.
そっか。私も納豆はあんまり好きじゃないんだけどね。そんなこと言いつつ。でもあの子供にそういうふうには言わないと、もうなんか、これ食べれたらすごいよとか言っちゃうとさ、なんかやっぱ悪いイメージがついちゃうじゃん。
But 無駄に。Kids raised overseas aren't going to try it on their own. They smell it a little bit and they're like, ah, no. What is this? Looks like bacteria zoomed up.
そっか。
Right?
なんか、まあなかなか難しいけどね。こうなんかすごく新しい得意に見えるものを大人になってから試してみるとかっていうのはさ、なんか他の国の食べ物とかで、なんか虫とか、you know。I wish I could, but I can't. I already established that.
Bugs?
Like worms and bugs and animal testicles.
Why not?
なんか、まあ、何回か言ったかもしれないけど、昔はテレビとかで見て、絶対そういうゲテモノ系とか、私はチャレンジできる人だ。なんかそういうかっこいい人のはずって思ってたんだけど、実際目の前にすると無理。もう普通に無理。
Have you been challenged to eat something weird?
I've had access to.
You've had access.
Yeah, like, まあなんか買おうと思えば買える状況とか、なんかテスティコルアルコールみたいなやつとかをオファーされたりもしたことあるけど、ちょっと。
Well, all of this stuff.
私はいいやみたいな。
Natto is like all of this stuff to someone outside of Japan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure.
And so there are people who aren't willing to try.Something like that.
そうね。そうだね。
Like you.
Yeah. Too, もう、yeah. そうだね。不動腐とかもね、生き物とかじゃないけど、さすがに。
Why is something like pizza so like non-threatening?
Because it's just cheese and bread.
But something like, you know, what from a Japanese perspective, what is like a really weird American food? I can't really think of one.
American food?
Yeah, like one where it's like, whoa, I don't want to try that. Because here they have like squid ink crackers and octopus legs and.
なんかその食べ物自体ってよりかも like some stuff is like really disgusting, like fried butter とか。そういうのはなんか、いらないと思うけどね、アメリカでも。You know.
Who knows though? That's what you'd think, but they keep bringing new stuff over here, and Japanese people love it. Taco Bell.Love it, you know.
Yeah.
Even like McDonald's is that you got the pink slime nuggets.
But they don't do that in Japan, right? They never use pink slime meat in Japan, like McDonald's Japan.
Oh, really?
So yeah.
It's still shitty meat, though. What's the difference?
でもなんかタコベルとかもそうなんだけど、これちょっと聞いた話だから本当かわかんないけど、アメリカのタコベルが使ってる肉のグレードで日本では。あのレギュレーションで使えないんだって。だから、まあ、ああいうアメリカみたいに安い値段では提供できない。だからその代わり肉のグレードはアメリカほど低くないっていう。
How bad is the meat?
In the States?
No, that or yeah, the Taco Bell meat in the States that it's so.
Oh God, I have no idea. I wouldn't even want to know.
But for sure, the chicken nuggets here are made with something worse than that, no?
I guess I don't know. I wouldn't know. I don't even want to think about it.
Have you seen Food Inc? It's a documentary.
Food Inc? Was it Food? I've seen Food Nation.
I think that's different.
Food Nation was about like Mexican immigrants working at the meat slaughterhouse to make patties and stuff. And they're really busy. They're not trained. They don't really speak English.So they make a lot of mistakes. They like accidentally cut the intestines and stuff. And as a result, most patties have like fecal bacteria and stuff.
Oh, well, Food Inc. is more just about what is the current status of the food industry. You know, the industrialization of food has caused certain things to happen systematically. And, they just show you, you know, what's really being done. And the pink slime thing is crazy. There's just like a mesh net that just catches all the bone fragments. Because they're taking chickens. They're just like ripping the chicken's head off. And everything except for the head just gets shoved into like a grinding thing. Chicken torso grinder.
Everything
is inside those nuggets except for bone. Everything. Except for bone and like brain and eyes and tongue.
Okay.
And head stuff.
Head stuff. Okay. Oh God.
It's probably some chicken foot sweat in there.
What?
According to a large study examining almost 500,000 people in China over 7 years, people who ate spicy foods 3 to 5 times per week had a 14% reduced risk of death over that time frame. People consuming spicy food 1 or 2 days per week had a mortality rate reduced by 10% over the same period. The participants of the study were aged between 35 and 79, and they were sourced from all areas of China. The observational study was published in the BMJ on Tuesday.
中国で7年間かけて50万人を対象に行われた大規模な調査で、週に3から5回辛いものを食べる人は死亡リスクが 14% 低下していました。週に1から2回辛いものを食べる人は死亡リスクが 10% 低下していました。研究の対象者は35歳から79歳までの中国全土に住む人々で、研究結果は今週火曜日に BMJ に掲載されました。てかまずさ、50万人っていうサンプル数すごくない？どんだけ大規模なの？
It's a pretty small sample in China, I'm sure.
さすが中国だね。本当に。そこにびっくりしちゃった、まず。
So they tracked how much spicy food and how often, and what sort of spicy food these people were eating.
Ah, okay.
Over this 7-year period.And during that period, I think some 20,224 people died.
Mm.
So they were able to eliminate a bunch of different factors and come to this, narrow it down to, you know, what are the spicy foods doing to their mortality rate?
Mm.
And it was 14% lower for people who ate spicy foods 3 to 5 times per week.
Mm. まあなんか前からこう唐辛子の効能みたいなよく言われるよね。こうなんかさ、あの韓国の人はキムチ食べてるから肌が綺麗とか、あんまり太ってる人がいないとかさ。
Yeah, but they also say that about like everything, like tiger toenails and maybe not toenails.
What?
Like rhino horns and stuff.
Right. あ、漢方みたいなやつってこと？
Not
like bear.
Not 漢方, but
bear guts.
Like just extracts of weird.
Shit.
Stuff, yeah. Well, they call it Chinese medicine. It's funny, like if you say in English, if you say Chinese medicine,
yeah.
That means bullshit medicine. Like it means stuff that's like, you know, it's supposed to give you an erection, but it doesn't, and it's made of, you know, some weird. I mean, it's synonymous with that. I mean, it doesn't only mean that. Chinese medicine can also just mean
Chinese medicine
too, but
of course. Yeah.
So they found that people who were consuming fresh chili peppers had the lowest risk. People who consumed products that were made with chili peppers that were not as fresh did not receive as much benefit.
Ah, so it has to be fresh. Is that no? 乾かして唐辛子から乾かしてあるやつじゃダメなの?
Not as effective as the fresh ones.
フレッシュな唐辛子買う人なんているの?
I'm sure they.I don't know.
まあいるんだろうけど。
What Chinese foods are using these peppers? Do you know?
でもさ、四川料理とかってめちゃくちゃ辛いじゃん。唐辛子ばっかり入ってるみたいな。あとなんか red peppers がなんか炒め物みたいなでさ、ほとんどその真っ赤な何 peppers 唐辛子が入ってるやつとか、すごいよ。
Like,
まあ東京にも結構四川料理のレストランとかあるけど、あの麻婆豆腐とか頼んでも。もうめっちゃ辛い。
Yeah, there is a lot of stuff like 麻婆豆腐 and 担々麺 and I guess all that stuff's Chinese origin.
そう、なんか多分地域によって違うんだよね、中国の中でも。まあ広いから。 でも多分四川料理はすごい辛いで有名だけど、私はあんまりすごい辛すぎると味が分かんなくなっちゃうから、あんまりなんかすごい辛いの苦手なんだけど。
I wonder if wasabi has any effects like this.
Maybe.
But they think that this is largely because of the compound capsaicin.
Capsaicin.
And which that capsaicin supposedly has antioxidant, anti-inflammatory,
yeah.
and anti-cancer properties.
Capsaicin, did you know this?
Did I know what?
Capsaicin.
Yeah.
なんかさ、国によって有名な成分が違うじゃん。日本ってなんかさ、カプサイシンとかアセトアルデヒドとか
コラーゲン、
コラーゲンとか、そうそう、誰でも知ってるけど、国によってさ、その有名な、yeah. サブスタンスっていうか全然違うよね。
The health trend is different.
そうそうそう、
you know?
そう、だからアメリカだとグルテン、グルテンラブ、
MSG MSG and gluten are super hot.
グルテンフリー、
and organic.
Yeah.
And
そうね、
I feel like organic is starting to catch on here too.
Yeah, yeah. I see a lot of organic supermarkets, but it's really expensive. Like, it's really.
But a lot of the produce and stuff is already organic.
そうね。なんか有機なんとかみたいな、普通のスーパーに売ってる時もある。売ってるものもあるよね。種類によっては。でも週に3回から5回って結構多くない？平日ほぼ毎日辛いもの食べるみたいなもんでしょ、そんなに食べてない、全然私。てかむしろ週2回も食べてるかな。
It's supposed to be good for your metabolism too.
Right, right. すごい汗かくもんね。
So if you have like 冷え性 then maybe it's helpful. But I think what that is people need to, you're supposed to sweat. Because just think aboutnatural human life.
Yeah.
You're moving around, you're gonna sweat. It doesn't matter if it's cold, you're gonna sweat because you're hiking and walking and I don't know, chopping wood or I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Shooting arrows, whatever you're doing. So if you don't sweat, and now you can just go without sweating for a long time.
そうね。
You know?
そうね。
And so that I think that's why there is benefit to like 岩盤浴 and like
半身浴とかね。
温泉とか。
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, 温泉行きたいな。
But really, you're supposed to be exercising. That's that makes your pores work.
Right.
And if you don't, then you end up getting like this 冷え性. But it's because you haven't fired up your metabolism.
Right.
Like whenever I meet people that have 冷え性, it's always like they don't move really. Mm. You know, they're not so active.
I guess it has a lot of factors. I mean, it is caused by numerous factors, like 副交感神経と交感神経のバランスが悪いとか、そう、自律神経的な。
But a lot of that stuff is just connected to you actually moving. Because if you don't move, if you don't move enough to sweat, you're not going to move enough to move lymph, actually.
Yeah.
And so that can cause other problems in your body.
最近でもさ、なんかこうマラソンブームみたいなのあるじゃん。なんかジョギングブームとかさ、なんか走ってる人結構見るよね、外でも。まあ今ちょっと暑すぎるからどうかなって感じだけど、なんか熱中症になりそう。はい。
次。Researchers at the University of Kansas have developed a tool that enables people to record their own speech errors online. The researchers are interested in collecting data on what has been dubbed the tip of the tongue mental state.Where a person's mind suddenly goes blank and they are unable to recall the word for a place, person, or thing. Michael Vitevich, a professor at Kansas University involved with the study, made the following comment on these speech errors. You can think of speech errors as instances in which the speech system temporarily breaks down. Like most things, the speech system will break at its weakest points. So by collecting many speech errors and looking for recurring patterns,We can better find the weak points in the system and determine how the system is built. With the online tool accessible to the public, the researchers hope to crowdsource the largest database of speech errors yet, not just of tip-of-the-tongue states, but also slips of the tongue, slips of the ear, and malapropisms.
カンザス大学の研究チームが人が会話中に突然人や場所の名前や物の名前をど忘れする現象を研究するためオンラインツールを開発しました。 マイケル・ヴィーテヴィッチ教授は以下のようにコメントしています。こうした会話中のエラーは一時的にシステムがダウンしたような状態だと言えます。システムがダウンするときというのは多くの場合システムに何か弱点があるときです。実際にエラーが起きる実例を多く集め、どういうときにエラーが起きるのかを把握することでシステムの弱点が分かるとともにシステム自体についても学ぶことができるでしょう。このオンラインツールは一般公開されており、クラウドソーシングによって言葉の度忘れだけでなく言葉を噛んだり空耳なども含めスピーチエラーの最大のデータベースを作成することを目指しています。これ私絶対一番いい被験者だと思うんだけど度忘れ大臣だから、あれなんだっけ、あのほらさ、あの人みたいなさ、
うん、
常にそれだもんね。
I thinkThat happens to almost everyone. Is there someone that never happens to?
ね、いるのかね、そんな人。
It's like that movie, Unbreakable. With Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
He doesn't realize he has a special ability.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
But there's probably someone out there that.
Maybe.
You know, it's like, something like photographic memory is a bit more obvious, I think. Mm. But maybe there is someone.You know, their brain is structured a certain way that they avoid.
確かに。なんか教えてほしい。これ聞いてる人で、私度忘れなんて一回もしたことないみたいな人いたら、ぜひ Twitter か Facebook で教えてほしい。
Identify yourself as a liar immediately.
でもいないとも限らないよね。なんかすごい記憶力がいいとかさ、その脳と口に出すことのコーディネーションがすごいいいとかさ。まあわかんないけど。逆だから私みたいな人がいるからその逆がいてもおかしくなくない？
This is really interesting to me. If anyone's curious, the URL is spedi.ku.edu/questionnaire.
Okay.
Yeah, so or you can leave out the questionnaire part and you can still get there. But it just asks you likeWhat happened? And there's three options. Something heard incorrectly, something said incorrectly, or trying to think of a word but cannot remember it. So that's how they've categorized what sort of error it is, first of all. And the questionnaire is 10 questions. And so they ask you, you know, what was the word? How did this happen? You know, if you, there's different types of each error. So...like a malapropism is, it actually comes from a character called Mrs. Malaprop.
Hey.
It was a character in a play called The Rivals. And, I think her character was this character that would always say these malapropisms like Alcoholics Unanimous.
What? Oh, anonymous の代わりにってこと?
Yeah, but it's supposed to be Alcoholics Anonymous.
Right, right.
But, you know, a malapropism is to hear that incorrectly and then to repeat it as... Because sometimes you hear someone say something and it's like, that's not actually the right word.
Is it like precedent?
What do you mean?
Like, I've seen some New Zealanders who spell president as precedent.
Oh, well, a misspelling is a
But, like, they're probably saying precedent instead of president, and they're just spelling it as they say it.
Oh, like P-R-E-C-E?
P-R-I, S-A-dent.
It has to be a word to be a malapropism, because the...
Ah, okay, like a word that actually exists.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Unanimous is a real word.But it doesn't mean the same thing as anonymous.
Yeah. 空耳はよくあるけどね。なんか私昔10代の時アパレルでバイトしてた時に、なんかすごい怖い人がいたの。で、その怖い人に半までにエスカレーター掃除の、そのガラスのとこ掃除してって言われて、その2時半までとかの意味、半まで。でもハンマーでって聞こえたのね。ハンマーでガラス掃除しといてみたいな。
Yeah.
And I was like, へ?ハンマーって言ったら殺すよって言われたの。
They use that. They use this sort of thing to like teach pronunciation in English. So they say like ホッタイモイジルナ。
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And stuff like that. But that's sort of what's happening with the malapropism. It sounds like something else. But a malapropism is when it's said. When you mishear something, they're actually calling it something, this mondegreen. They call it a mondegreen. And it comes from, and laid him on the green. But if you say and laid him on the green, it sounds like and Lady Mondegreen. So like a lot of songs are misheard that way. Like in this Jimi Hendrix song, it's like he says kiss the sky, but it sounded to a lot of people like kiss this guy.
So they thought
that like it was like a gay pride song or something.
Right.
But it wasn't.
Okay.
But that's because kissing the sky is not something that would, it's not something that you would intuitively hear that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, like yeah.
You don't hear people say that.
Taylor Swift's she's saying list of ex-lovers. でもそれがスターバックスラバーズに聞こえるって言ってすごいなんかネットで話題になってでも確かにそう聞こえるの
How does it sound like that? Say it so it sounds like Say it so that it sounds
I can't do it Like I don't even know how なんか普通にこうやって文章で言うとさ全然違うものに聞こえるじゃんでも歌になってると急に確かにそう聞こえるんだよね、
Yeah there's a lot of stylized
意味が全然違うけどね
Yeah The other one is spoonerism. So a spoonerism is where you switch the sounds at the beginning of two words.
どういうこと?
So you might say, you have hissed all my mystery lectures.
あ、噛んじゃうってこと?
But it's not just that. It's that you've actually switched Because it would be you have missed all my history lectures,
そういうこと?
but it became
hissed
all my mystery lectures, and they can actually be words apart.
Hey, does this happen to you ever?
It happens to me. It's happened to me on this podcast many, many times. I'm sure it happens to everyone. But one interesting thing about this, the spoonerism, is that you end up switching the first sound of two different words but it's always the first sound of the first word switching with the first sound of the second word you don't switch the first sound of the first word with the second sound of the second word do you know what I'm saying
so
that implies something about the linguistic or the organization in your head
right
it implies that you're aware of like the order
そうだね。これから言うことのね。
of things you haven't said yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And so,
不思議だね。
You don't have that where like some sound that you were gonna say later shows up in a word like four words before that or something.
ない。でも英語が第一言語じゃないからかな。I don't think it happens to me. 噛むのはあるけど、そのスイッチしちゃうっていうのは私ないと思うんだけど。
When I make mistakes, usually it's because a sound from a later word has dropped into an earlier word.
Because it's in your mind, maybe.
Yeah. But it happens when you're thinking really fast.
Yeah.
You're like flying through what you're going to say. And it just, this, I don't know.
まあこういう研究があったら面白いよね。なんかあれ思い出しちゃった全然関係ないだけどさ、あの、大学の時の on a makeup class episode like someone was like your friend was going to a makeup class and then you told our other friend no she told the other friend that she had to go to the makeup class and the other one thought that it's literally like makeup class
yeah.
well that's always so funny to me I don't know why
yeah well yeah I don't, that's not really a speech error.
でもなんかそれもさ、language 的な勘違いっていうか、同じ一つの言葉で複数の意味が あるっていう。
で、
全然意味が違くなっちゃうもんね。
There are a lot of words that sound exactly the same. So
makeup class.
There wasn't enough context to be able to tell which one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだね。Yeah, that was,
and in those sorts of situations, which meaning someone assumes was the intended meaning.
そうだね。
Like, kind of.Reveal something about them too.
そうだね。
Right.
しかもこのさマスカラ塗るさ手もついてたんだよね。それ言った時。
Yeah.
それ今考えても笑っちゃう。次。
A combination of man-made and natural causes are killing off sea life in record numbers along the Pacific coastline of the United States. A mass of warm water, referred to as the blob.Developed off the coast in 2013 when winter storms that typically lower Pacific temperatures did not appear. The blob has since spread over 2,000 miles along the coast and is 500 miles wide. Scientists are also speculating that the warm mass may be related to the historic four-year mega drought currently being experienced by California. Researchers have found that the warm water is killing off species at the bottom of the food chain, like plankton and krill, and forcing larger animals like sea lions to travelfurther to find food. Combined with industrial waste, overfishing and El Nino, many species are being pushed to the brink of extinction. Seabirds like the Cassin's auklets have washed up on shore in numbers nearing 100,000 this year alone. Starfish are dying off in droves, being killed by a disease currently being blamed on the warm water mass. It's like that right there.warm water mass and brown pelicans have been so shocked by the ecosystem change that many of them have stopped breeding. The number of salmon returning to their native rivers has fallen by half, and sardine populations have fallen by 90% since 2006 due to overfishing. Also, bottlenose dolphins are under threat as a direct result of the Deepwater Horizon's oil spill. It is evident that our children will not inherit the same oceans that we once had.
アメリカの太平洋沿岸で人的および自然的な原因から記録的な数の海洋生物が死亡しています。毎年やってきて海温を下げるはずの冬の嵐が2013年にやってこず、そのために大量の暖かい海水の塊ができてしまい、それ以降その塊は沿岸沿いに長さ2000マイル、幅500マイルの広範囲に広がっています。専門家はカリフォルニアで4年間にわたって起きている歴史的な大干ばつもこの塊と関係があるのではないかと見ています。I forgot to make I skipped this one paragraph. So I'll just improvise. So でこのあったかい水の塊のせいでプランクトンなどのフードチェーンの一番下にいる生き物が大量に死んでいて、アザラシなどの大きな海洋生物が食べ物を探すためにより遠くに、移動しなくてはいけなくなっています。で、工業汚染や乱獲エルニーニョによってたくさんの生き物たちが絶滅の危機に瀕しています。アメリカウミスズメなどの海鳥が今年だけで10万羽も浜辺で死んでおり、人でも暖かい海水が原因で病気になり群れ単位で死んでいます。こうした生態系の急激な変化により、褐色ペリカンの多くは繁殖をやめてしまったほか、産卵のために川に戻る鮭の数も半分に減りました。また2006年から乱獲によりニシンの数は 90% も減少しています。BP の原油流出事故の影響によりバンドウイルカも危機にさらされています。子どもたちが見る海が私たちが知っている海とは別物になっていることは明らかです。 This is so sad.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
It's the most depressing thing that ever happened to me today.
That's it? Just today?
Well, I see a lot of depressing stuff online.
I don't know. This is a pretty bad one. It's really concerning.
Do you know what? I don't do miles. Do you do conversion, like mile to kilometers?
I can.
Like 2000 miles to 500 miles.
It's like 3,200 kilometers.
Oh, God.
And 500 would be like 800 kilometers.
Okay. めちゃくちゃ広範囲だねじゃあ。
Yeah, it's but you know, as it just seems like people seem like they're okay with this.
Well, まあ聞いたら OK じゃないんだろうけど、身近な問題として、まあ海の近くに住んでてこういうのの死骸を見たりとかしてない限りはさ、あんまり、まあ、身近な問題としては考えにくいよね。
You know, I went to the beach on Tuesday.
Yeah.
In Chiba.
Okay.
And there were dead fish everywhere.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's too hot?
No, it's not. The water is not that hot. I don't think it's because it's too hot. I think it's because of the pollution.
Oh my god.
The water is dirty in Japan. It's dirty. There's suds. There's garbage.
Unless you go to Okinawa.
But even in Okinawa.
でもニシンの数が 90% 減少したっていうのは正直知らなかった。びっくりした。
Really?
こんなあんな大量に缶詰にしてる場合なのかねじゃあ。
Overfishing has been an issue for a long time, but government has never seemed very interested in doing anything about it. I guess we can just run out of fish and then we'll stop fishing there. We're almost there.
そうだよね。なんかそのいつも思うのは、こう乱獲を防ぐためにこう毎年何匹魚を取っていいみたいのがあるじゃん、それをやっぱり同じ条件下でこのまま何十年っていうエスティメット出してるわけじゃん。こういう風にさ、すごい海温が上昇したりっていうのを加味してんのかな、あれって。そこまで考えてる？
well,
なんかすごい、そういう全体の魚の数がコントロールできるものとして扱ってるじゃん。
well, you have to remember that the fishing industry is huge.
Right.
Humongous.
Yeah.
And fish is money.
Yeah.
Fish is money. And so when you tell these people you got to catch less fish, you're telling them you have to make less money.
Yeah.
And of course, none of them are okay with that.
Right.
There's a lot of illegal fishing going on. That's part of the problem with the regulating it, is it's difficult to enforce. There have been projects to farm fish to try to help with this issue. I think there should be a lot more of that going on. Because think about something like cows. You know, if every cow was replaced with a wild animal, there would be nothing left.
そうだね。
There would be nothing left.
Right.
But the ocean just looks like, hey, there's like infinite fish in here, is what it seems like. And so no one really thought like that fish need to be farmed.
Right.
We farm everything else, but fish hasn't been farmed. It's just kind of like...
でも養殖とかあるじゃん。養殖の魚。It's like they're in this cage.
Yeah, but I think in many cases they just do that because it's easier or whatnot. It's not like they're farming enough fish to offset the fishing that we're doing in the ocean. But it's not just the overfishing. These fish are dying. You know, a lot of fish are dying.
So, それすごい concerning だよね。
And so what's happening is with the warm water is messing with food at the bottom of the food chain.
Right.
And it's a chain. So if you have one link break, things start to go fairly quickly.
Right.
And so because the plankton and these little guys have been messed up, things that eat those, like these birds, I mean, these birds, what were these birds called? The Cassin's auklets or whatever.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things like this. And so if we impact one food source, then all of a sudden all these things are... I mean, over... There's like 100,000 of these birds just dead washing up on shore.
すごいよね、10万羽って。しかも今年だけでって、まだ今年8月だからね、今まだ。12ヶ月経ってない時点で。
But if we ruin the ocean, everything else will follow quite quickly. And they some people believe that this blob of hot or warmer water may actually be related to the drought that California is experiencing.
Okay.
So, and obviously that drought is impacting the ecosystems on land, right?
Yeah.
Quite significantly.
Yeah.
So we can really see how interconnected everything is.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
なんかあんまりそういう話にならないもんね。こうなんかこういうのをすごいしっかり読んだりとかさ、調べると、まあなんか全部つながっていて、結局その、まあ、人間の活動だったりが、例えば北極の冷たい空気の方に汚いのが流れていっちゃって、北極熊がどうなってとかさ、とかその魚とかにそういう汚染物が堆積していって、それを食べる人間なりなんなり、もうちょっと大きい動物の中にもどんどん蓄積されちゃうとか、なんかあんまりそういうサークルになって考える機会がないとさ、それは確かになんか、あ、別に人でへえみたいな風に思っちゃうかもしれないけど、結局人間に全部返ってくるっていう。
Yeah, it takes time. I don't think that our generation will experience the worst of it at all. But future generations probably will. Most of this stuff is not really undoable, you know what I
right,
mean?
Right, right. Yeah. Well, I think that's what's scary. That's what is scary. Because, なんていうの、全然もう、悪い方に流れていっちゃったら、もうそのまま雪崩みたいな感じでさ、もうどうにもできないじゃん、こっちは。
うん。
まあ、なんか陸の動物もそうじゃん。ライオンとかも、野生のライオンなんてもう本当に絶滅に向かってるけど、you know。I don't know. It's so depressing.
Well, it's not that. It's not that. You know, it's like something I was saying last episode. It's like doing things in good taste.
Yeah.
We can. We do have control over what's going to happen to the ocean and the environment. But there needs to be a mental change first.
Right. そうだね。
And that doesn't seem like the reduced carbon emissions by 50% by 2050. Like, these goals may seem ambitious to people that are thinking from an economic perspective. It's like, oh, that's going to cost like this much money and well, that's just really stupidly short-term thinking.
Right.
The goals need to be way more aggressive than that.
Right.
And regulation needs to be put in place at the government level a long time ago. It's long overdue, and it's a travesty, and it's a shame that we have allowed things to get this bad.
そうね。なんか日本のメディアでこういう話しないしね、そもそも。その今 どれだけ悪くなってるっていうのを、まあ、こういう英語のメディアだとさ、まあ、毎日こういう環境系のもう本当に大変だよ、本当にやばいよっていうの専門家の人がどんどん発表してるわけじゃん。だからあるけど、日本のテレビでこういう話をしてるのはあんまり見ない。
Japan has a very odd fixation on business and 経済 and people want the economy to do better
Right.
And they think that that's important. It's not important. It's not as important as they would have you think it is. Because you can buy a bunch of dollars and sell a bunch of Toyotas, but everyone's money is worth nothing now. And no one is more comfortable than they were before. Sure.Put that on the blackboard and say like, oh, GDP went up, but go fuck yourself, because that doesn't really help anyone here. And people need to realize that these metrics for the environment or for the economy and these other things are not it's not like that went up and now things are better or
right.
You know, we need to think about other things like the environment counts too, you know.
なんか海に関してはもうプラン B がないみたいなヘッドライン今日出てたよね、
うん、
だからもうバックアッププランがもうない、もうこれしかないから今のこれをどうにかしなくちゃいけない。あとその、まあ、今のお金の話で言うと IMF とかさ WHO とかもいつも言ってるけど、その環境が破壊されることによってすごくお金がかかる、すごくコストがかかる。なぜならその病気になったりとかで、それで保険料がまたかさんだりとか、うん、結局国にダメージが返ってくる。だから
Well, you know, right now, if you live near a highway, if you live near a busy street, and your kid develops a lung disease, and lung disease rates have skyrocketed, in Tokyo and elsewhere, as people, live in air pollution, you can actually receive money from the government right now. So if you are by a highway or whatever, and your kid has asthma, you should probably look into that.
Right.
Because they are paying compensation for this. Mm. But this is a stupid system that we make people sick and then pay to treat them.
Yeah.
How about we pay to fix the problem in the first place instead?
そうね。それができれば一番いいよ。
Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
it's this momentum of, this is the shit that we were doing before though. You know, it's like, well, you know, people have been doing it this way. Like, that sort of shit just needs to be thrown out the window.
そうだね。
And people need to realize that, hey, you know, we're going to have to change some shit if we want to save stuff that we actually care about.
だからこういうのに関しては本当になんかもう根本的なところじゃん。根本的な考え方。なんか今マイケルが言ったみたいに、今までこうしてきたからとか、こうじゃないといけないからみたいな。
It's just shit logic, but it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
It really is.
It's everywhere, but it's completely shit logic.
そうだね。この間そういうコラム書いたんだよ。Like about question everything, you know, don't just obey what's been done. It doesn't matter how long it's been done this way, you know, because you don't know if it's the right way.
Yeah.
So, そうです。まあ、でもこういうのを知ることが大事だよね。まずはどこまで切迫しているかっていうそもそも、
うん、
はい、終わりかな今日は。
以上です。
以上です。引き続きツイッター、フェイスブック、インスタグラム、あとアプリね、あの文字起こしのテキスト、
はい、
月額240円でなんと読み放題ってやつやってますので、はい、あとアマゾンでファービンクス T シャツ売ってます。これあの自転車操業ポッドキャストだからね、あのサポートいただけると大変助かります、
うん、お願いします。
お願いします。以上。
Yeah, it's, did you see, people are sending us, pictures of the shirt?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
すごい嬉しいよね。なんかあのまあ女性も男性もまんべんないよね。まんべんなくいるよね、うん、なんかみんなね、うん、猫をなんか写真に入れてくれたりとか、自分の子供とか一緒に写ってたりとか、なんかめっちゃ癒される、
mm. People seem to like the app subscription thing too.
そうね、激安だからね自分で言うのもあれだけど、だってテキストの量が半端ないからね。そもそも何ページあるんだよっていう1話で、
mm. Well, I saw some people, because if you do the subscriptionthen you can read the old ones too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like people that started listening recently、mm. are like going back to the...
そうだね。昔のやつね。いや、そう、なんか単語チェックしたりとかね、フレーズ見たりとかに活用してください。
Yep.
終わり。
It's hot, huh?
ね。みんな熱中症に気をつけてね。
Yep.
Bye!
Bye!